Matthew records for us in chapter 5 and verse 5 the third beatitude spoken by Jesus. It says, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." The word meek here means kind, mild, or gentle. We could think of it in terms of spiritual poise or gentleness of strength. In Romans chapter 12, Paul describes meekness for us. In verse 16, he says, "We should not set our mind on high things or be wise in our own opinion, but rather associate with the humble." In verse 3, Paul says that we should not think of ourselves as being it. We must work to be meek. Moses was a man who had killed another man at one point in his life, but he changed, and in Numbers chapter 12 and verse 3, we see that he had become meek more so than anyone else on the earth at that time. Being meek is about learning to put your trust in God, realizing your sinful state, and beginning to become what God wants you to be, whether it be meek, righteous, peaceful, pure, merciful, or whatever it may be. That is what God wants us to be. Meekness is about submitting oneself to divine control. It is about putting God first and accepting His will without question or disputing. What is the blessing of being meek that God has promised? It is an inheritance. Jesus said they would inherit the earth, or the benefits, the appreciation, or the fullness thereof. The word earth in the scripture oftentimes is used as a measurement for great blessing. In Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 9 it says, "The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord." Thinking about the blessing of being filled with the knowledge of the Lord, of God's Word, how what a blessing it is to know that and to know God's Word and to have it before us in the Bible. Certainly, we could also see in this blessing that those who are meek are those who can truly enjoy their lot in life, whether great or small, understanding all things come from God. And lastly, in this promise of the meek inheriting the earth, is that of heaven. Certainly, in the Old Testament, Canaan was a type of heaven for Israel. So even so, the word earth in the New Testament can refer to heaven. In 2 Peter and Revelation, it talks about a new heaven and a new earth, which is regards to the eternal resting place of the saved, heaven itself. So we might read this beatitude, "Blessed are the meek, those trusting in God and His Word are those who will inherit heaven."